Welcome to week one of World Relief's four-part Advent series. My name is Jess, and this week we're reflecting on Hagar's story in Genesis, where she names God El Roy, the God who sees her. Our scripture today comes from Genesis 16, verses 7 through 15. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. In the story of Hagar, we meet a woman who has endured a lifetime of abuse as an Egyptian slave. Systemic power keeps Hagar in unending oppression, while Abraham and Sarah's cruel impatience cause her even more harm. In Genesis 16, Hagar's suffering ultimately extends to having to carry her master's child. If this sounds horrible, it is. I know, this probably isn't the joyful message you were looking for to start your Advent season. But in order to truly cherish the sacred nature of God's attention, we need to remember what it feels like not to have it. For Hagar, everything and everyone around her reinforced that she was unworthy, invisible. It's not a stretch to think that Hagar felt completely forgotten, even by her own creator. But God sees and fulfills. God heard Hagar's cries and saw her in her darkest moments. The angel of the Lord declared God's promises for Hagar, a vision of her life that would extend to generations and alter the course of history. God didn't just see Hagar in her suffering. He saw her in her flourishing, a vision that would even outlive her. At once, while feeling the gaze of her maker, Hagar names God El Roy, the God who sees me. This Advent, we celebrate that same divine vision through the arrival of Jesus. He didn't come for the powerful or the privileged. He came for the marginalized and overlooked. His birth is a testament to God's unwavering love and commitment to those forgotten. In the same way God saw Hagar, Jesus sees us. As we journey through this season, may we rest in the hope, love, and redemption of Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray together. Creator, maker, and seer of all, you know us in the depths of our despair and in the springs of our joy. How holy it is to be so fully known. As you did for Hagar, remind us of your true nature and the way you have consistently been working from the beginning. The flesh wants us to forget who you are, how you view us, and what you have promised the world. Forgive us for our doubt, for our unbelief. Open our hearts to see you as you truly are, so that we might see each other clearly as well. Give us a vision greater than ourselves in order to courageously step into the lives you declare for each one of us. Amen.